For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. The South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, also known as SCDRO, has taken over 2,000 cases of people who still have unmet needs following the 2015 flood. These are cases outside of Richland County, Lexington County, and the City of Columbia. Over 13,000 of these cases are eligible to participate in the state's recovery program. Homes will either be repaired or replaced, but the deadline to apply for the program is just 3 months away.
We're going to stop our intake centers on the 30th of April. It's important that we get as many people into those intake centers to see if they're qualified.
Carl Lopez is with SCDRO. At a recent long-term recovery meeting in Orangeburg, he said once that deadline passes, the office will know the number of flood victims that fall into the program's Tier 1 category. Those are the candidates who will be served first out of the program's almost $97 million.
At the end of the 30th of April, we should have a tally of who our X number of Tier 1 candidates are that we're going to take care of. And when we get those taken care of, then we're going to move down
to the program's Tier 2 candidates. The state's recovery program is specifically designed to assist the most vulnerable flood victims first. They include those with extremely low, very low, and low incomes. Age, disabilities, and the number of dependents in the household under the age of 5 also play a role in how candidates are categorized. So far, the state has 583 Tier 1 applicants.
You could certainly get a queen bed in here. This is the master bath. And the closet is back here, and it's very roomy. It's a walk-in space.
In December, South Carolina Public Radio toured a model of a new manufactured home candidates would receive if they opt to participate. Public Information Director Beth Parks said repair cost will determine if a candidate is offered a new home.
It depends on how much the repair to the home is going to cost compared to, you know, we have a limit on how much we can do for a home.
The program's new manufactured homes cost around $60,000. Since November, the office has turned over keys to 6 new homes. As SCDRO moves closer to the deadline for its 2015 flood recovery program, it's also moving closer to the start of intakes for victims of Hurricane Matthew. During that long-term recovery meeting in Orangeburg, VOAD's nonprofits and other community groups learned disaster case management will come directly from SCDRO. Carl Lopez.
We have gotten a grant from FEMA to do disaster case management. We have identified a director for that program, and they've hired a program manager. What this does when our disaster case management falls under South Carolina Disaster Recovery, it takes away that middleman. Okay, so we've got direct access to our case managers and what they're doing. It's more efficient.
Lopez says the office will have roughly 38 case managers to run the program. SCDRO is estimating the long-term recovery process for these Hurricane Matthew victims will start soon.
By the end of February, if everything goes well, we get the notice from HUD that we can start writing our new action plan. The process like we did for the flood will start all over again.
That means more town hall meetings across the state to brief and get feedback from victims and stakeholders, writing and submitting an action plan, and waiting for HUD to approve it. Lopez says it's estimated that South Carolina will receive approximately $65 million for Hurricane Matthew recovery. In Orangeburg, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.